Former President Barack Obama has endorsed 81 Democratic candidates for public office across the country, and that includes 7 from our region. WHYY's Dave Davies reports this leaves many wondering why some Democratic hopefuls in competitive races were not endorsed.
Montgomery County congressional candidate Madeline Dean, running in a relatively safe Democratic district, got the president's endorsement. Scott Wallace, running in a very competitive Bucks County race, didn't. Obama didn't give a detailed explanation of his picks in a statement announcing the choices. To understand the process, you could ask one of those who got the endorsement, like Bucks County State Senate candidate Tina Davis. Did she ask for this? Was she vetted? How did she make the cut?
Well, this sounds ridiculous, but I did not know I was getting endorsed.
Really?
It's pretty funny. I was at a meeting, and I got a text from a number that I didn't recognize.
A day later, Davis still had no idea who'd recommended her or how the president made his picks. She's one of 5 Pennsylvania candidates who made the cut. All are women, 2 are congressional candidates, and 3, including Davis, are running for the state legislature. Congressional candidate Andy Kim is one of only 2 who made the list from New Jersey. Though he served in the Obama and Bush administrations, this came out of the blue.
I found out when I saw on Twitter that people were circulating around that I got endorsed by President Obama.
Veteran Democratic consultant Mark Nevin says the president's endorsement can help with fundraising and boost turnout among core Democratic voters. Does not making the list mean a Democratic candidate is being snubbed?
No, usually these kinds of endorsements come in waves, so I would be surprised if this was the last we heard from President Obama.
A spokeswoman for Obama says there will be a second wave of endorsements before the election and that Obama will campaign in several states this fall. Dave Davies, WHYY News.